Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The core short from Vuori is one pair I keep reaching for. Morning run, afternoon training, watching the game, doesn't matter. Soft four-way stretch, built-in liner, comfortable all day. Plus, they look good enough to wear well beyond the gym. Ready to try a pair? Head to Vuori.com/pod20 to get 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
I think I came up with a really good analogy that I want to share with you guys, and I just want to get your opinion. Now, I want you to remove your personal feelings toward this. I think you're going to need to do that in order for the analogy to work. We all have had Dippin' Dots before, right? You would agree that Dippin' Dots are pretty popular. They sell Dippin' Dots at baseball games. They sell Dippin' Dots at amusement parks. They sell Dippin' Dots at other little festivals or fairs or whatever. There's no question that Dippin' Dots are popular. And I'm sure by now you know what Dippin' Dots' slogan is. It is the ice cream of the future. They've been saying that since 1989. I looked it up. 1989. It is 2026. Everybody's had Dippin' Dots before. Everybody's seen Dippin' Dots before. Again, no one is denying that Dippin' Dots are popular. They have had a lot of success as a business. But you know what America decided? America decided that even though some people like Dippin' Dots, we like Ben & Jerry's more. America has decided that we like Häagen-Dazs ice cream more. We like Blue Bell ice cream a little bit more. Nothing wrong with Dippin' Dots. We like these other ice creams better. It's just for whatever reason. Soccer is a lot like Dippin' Dots. Everybody knows what soccer is. Everybody's tried it. That's the part that when soccer people describe their sport, I don't think that they are accounting. If you are in your mid-30s like I am, maybe you're a little bit older than me, this is not your first time watching soccer. You might not follow it, but the United States, they've been in the World Cup before multiple times. You watch Landon Donovan. You watch Clint Dempsey. You saw Tim Howard. You've watched United States soccer. You've made a determination on whether or not you like it or not. And kind of like with Dippin' Dots, you like it in certain settings and in certain places. I will never come on here and tell you that soccer is not popular in America. That's not true. There's an entire American league that's doing very well. Sporting in Portland and Seattle and all of these cities. Soccer has gotten so popular, there's a women's league in America that people like and enjoy and follow. You can look at the ratings for the EPL. People watch soccer. People absolutely watch soccer and pay attention to it. It's not like Erling Haaland. It's not like you came into this tournament with no clue with who he is. You know who he is. You know who Kylian Mbappe is. You know who Ronaldo is. And Messi. And a bunch of other stars. People in America know soccer, I think, a lot more than soccer people want to give us credit. Just like everybody listening, you've tried Dippin' Dots before. But you know what? Even though you might have liked Dippin' Dots, you know what eventually you did? You went back to the other ice creams that you like more. If Dippin' Dots was the ice cream of the future, it would be more popular. There'd be physical stores. It'd be like Dairy Queen, or it'd be like Baskin and Robbins, or it'd be like Sonic. But that's not what it is. You know what Dippin' Dots is? It's a nice niche product that there is clearly a market for. That's what soccer is. It is a niche product. I don't think that there's much more room for growth, whether it's on the field with soccer or off the field, than where we currently are. You know what the NFL is pretty determined in? The NFL is really determined in taking all of your time. All of it. Not just even when the games are happening. They want all of your focus in the offseason.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Stratotech T from Vuori is one of those shirts you put on once and immediately get why people love it. It's incredibly soft, stretches with you, dries fast, and still looks sharp enough to wear from a workout to the ballpark without missing a beat. It's become my go-to tee for pretty much everything. Head to Vuori.com/pod20 for 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
The Super Bowl is going to be on Valentine's Day. Did you know that this upcoming year there's not going to be a break between the combine and the actual start of free agency? Usually there's a 7 to 10 day window. No, the day after the combine is the start of free agency. When do we get a break of not talking about the National Football League? Can you ever foresee a day where on sports talk radio, we're talking about the EPL? For all of you talk soccer more people, do you see a day in which, whether it's on this show, whether it's the other shows, whether it's the other station, where we're breaking down what Sporting did last night? I just don't see us getting to that point. Again, I'm not here telling you that soccer is not popular. I'm not anti-soccer, not pro-soccer. It's just soccer don't mind me. I don't mind soccer. I leave it alone. It leaves me alone. I like the relationship that we have. It's a real wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. I got exactly what I needed out of soccer, and I'm done with it. We didn't need to be together. This wasn't a serious thing. You did not need to meet my friends or my parents. No, it was cool for what it was. We hung out for a couple of weeks. I decided to go in my direction. You decided to go in your direction. I wish you nothing but the best. That's how a lot of us feel about soccer. Man, it's been fun these last couple of days. These last couple of weeks. Going to Fan Fest, going to the Orange March, going to the watch parties, going down to P&L, going to the games. Man, it really has been fun. And for my business, for my profession, man, it saved us. I don't know what we would have been doing in June. Not with that baseball team they got. They're terrible. They're awful. I do not enjoy spending my summers talking about that baseball team, are playing JJ Piccolo audio, are trying to figure out what double A minor leaguer the Royals are going to get. I'm not that interested in that. So the World Cup has been a blessing. But we got to be honest with ourselves. We got to be honest with ourselves about how popular soccer can be in this country. We got to be honest with ourselves about how good we can be as a soccer nation, as a soccer country. I don't know if we're going to be that much better than this. I always laugh and I joke, but you guys give me a lot of grief about Missouri, and I get it. Oh, you guys never been to the Final Four. America, they've been having the World Cup. They've only made it 12 times. They didn't make the World Cup a couple of years ago. Since 1930, the United States, they've never made the Final Four. They've obviously never made the championship. They never won the championship. They've only made it to the round of eight one time since 1930. It was 13 teams. I think we're real close to the ceiling of what they can be as a program. I really do. I think we're real close. And I also just think that soccer, it's just a really popular niche sport. The people that love soccer love it. And yes, there will be people that like it, and it will grow. But are we getting EPL games? Is the best league in the world coming to America? Because every other league that we watch here in America, the best of it happens here. The best football players in the world play in America. The best basketball players in the world play in America. The best baseball players come over to America. All of the leagues that we care about and watch, the best golfers in the world, they eventually come to the PGA Tour. If soccer's not going to do that and the best soccer league in the world is not coming here, there's not a world in which it hits a ceiling that makes it rival all of the other sports. It's just not. I'm sorry. This is where we are. So if you like soccer, that's great. I hope you keep going out to support sporting. I hope you keep going out to watch the current. I hope you keep getting your kids to sign up to play soccer. There's a lot of good about the sport, but we just got to be honest about what it is. Soccer, it's not more popular than football in this country. It's not more popular than basketball. It's not more popular than baseball. It is a niche sport in this country. That's what it is.
I think your analogy is good. And one, I don't say problem soccer has had, one problem I have with the analogy is, it is clear soccer has made inroads in the last 20 years. 20 years ago, soccer and now are different. People know about the league. People follow the other leagues. It is different. It's not light years different, but it's different. So I think it's a little different than Dippin' Dots in that regard. And the fact that Dippin' Dots hasn't grown in the last 20 years, it's still the same as what it is. It's at Kauffman. It's at Worlds of Fun. That's where you get your Dippin' Dots. I will say this about soccer, and I don't know if it's a problem. I don't know if it's soccer's fault. People 20 years ago, 40 years ago, were saying soccer is about to be the number one sport in America. Watch out. Here comes soccer. Here comes soccer. I don't think that's ever happening. And as a result, people now hate that soccer is slowly rising. I don't think it'll ever be one, two, or three, but it is not the sport it was 20, 30, 40 years
ago. Absolutely not.
The people who say it was going to grow into a top three are wrong. Soccer needs to accept that you are basically what every sport is of the NFL. You're riches and niches, and they have a chance to continue to grow in that world. They just, because the best players don't play here, do have a ceiling on how hard they can grow.
And I think if this is the cycle that we're going to have with soccer, I'm thrilled about it.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
The Stratotech tee from Vuori is one of those shirts you put on once and immediately get why people love it. It's incredibly soft, stretches with you, dries fast, and still looks sharp enough to wear from a workout to the ballpark without missing a beat. It's become my go-to tee for pretty much everything. Head to Vuori.com/pod20 for 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.